Kro yefehu. This whole pasuk of the suk lecha b'sharecha, ma'isa de goncha, it's all extra. The pasuk is extra. So therefore, since it's extra, it's coming to teach us that there's a separate love by each one of them. So that's not called Einshim min adin, that's called a special pasuk. Michti, let's see. Ksiv, a few psukim before this it says, ve'haveisim sham v'yachalt lefnei Hashem lekecha, v'amokam. First the pasuk says, the mitzvah essay to bring all these things to the right place, and eat it there. And it says, bring up from Yodcha, Maisa, the Gonchas, Rosh, Kisrechon. It says all these things that have Shema Dashins. The Pasuk says it before. It says, bring all of these things up to Yerushalayim, to the Kodshim, and eat it there. Then the Pasuk says, alav, do not eat it outside. So really, all the Pasuk should have just said was, Loisucha, Loachlam, Fisharecha. That's all. And I would know all that we said before is included in this lav. Why does the Torah repeat itself here? It repeats all the protein. They're all extra. So therefore, since they're extra, it's called Megufay. You need it for love by itself. So therefore, here, with Rav Shimon's Kal V'Chaimah, he explains what the extra posik is for, but now it's considered an extra posik, not a Kal V'Chaimah. Therefore, you would receive Malkus. Now, lichta brachmana loisucha liyechlam. Let the Torah just write, after it says to bring them, let it just write loisucha lachlam. But if you do not bring them to shorecha, it's asatik. Mehedim farish brachmana lomeli. Why does the Torah repeat each one separately to say again the truma, the maisa, the korbatay, the shlomim? Why does it repeat all the cases? Ella, the reason why the Torah repeats it is liyechudei lehu lave lechol chad v'chad. As if to say separately, each one has its own love. So therefore, it's not called Einshim min Hadin, but it's an extra pasuk. We're only darshening what does the pasuk mean, and therefore we have right to imply Malkus for all these cases. So therefore, it's good. According to Rav Shimon's Kal V'Chaimah, that's what our Mishnah holds from. There will be Malkus if you eat Bikurim before Kriya. Kufa, what we just said before, Omar Rava said that Zar Sha'ocha min Oilah. Of a regular Yisrael eats from a korban eila, eats from the meat of a korban eila. Lefnei zrika, another chet that he's eating before they even made the zrika, which even a kohen cannot eat on a regular korban that you could eat. Chutz lechayma, eating it outside the chayma. Lechul here would mean outside the kloyim, outside its place. It's not inside the kutchim, it's outside. So the Rabbi Shimon lekachamish. According to Rabbi Shimon, there are five malchus in here. That's what Rabbi said. So the question is, why only five? There's a separate lav anytime a zar eats kachim. If a zar, not a kohen, eats kachim, he's over a lav. So let him receive malchus here. It's a zar. It's not a kohen. So let him have a sixth malchus from this pasuk of a zar layochal ki kodeshim. Someone says, true, hani mili hechid lekahanim chazi. This lav that a zar cannot eat only implies to Bosa, which is Torah, which a regular Kohen has the mitzvah to eat it. On this, the Torah says, but a Zar is Lo Yechel. But Hochra over here, from a Korban Oilah to the Kahanim Nami Lo Chazi, that even a Kohen has no head to teeth from a Korban Oilah. A Korban Oilah we know is Kula Kolo, the whole thing is burnt. So on this post, on this Korban, a Korban Oilah, there's no special love for Zar teeth. So therefore, Rava said there's only five malkusin, and not a sixth one from this pasuk b'zar l'yochaboy. Since even a kohen is asatit, there's no special lav for a zar. Now the Gemara says still, v'lo kenami, have another lav. V'lo kenami mishum ubasa basada trefa loy teichu, which is an extra pasuk, and we dash it means to say not only a trefa, not only an animal that was killed without shechita. But even it means an animal, kivon shiyotza bosa chusla mechitzasai neser. Anytime the meat goes out of its mechitzas, like a trefa, it's torn apart, means it's torn away from its place where it's supposed to be, there's also a lav. Now here by kodshim, the place where it should be is inside the kodesh. If you take it outside, you take it outside the chayim, outside the wall, outside Yerushalayim, or by kodesh kodoshim, even outside the base of Migdash, you have this soul of Bosa Basada Trefa. It's outside of its mechitzis. The Rashi says, Kivun Shiyasa Basa Chusim Chisasa Nefer Mi Basada Yisera Kodayik. It's an extra word, Basada. Kisada Kivun Shein by Mechitzis. Like it has no boundaries. For the Madma Mikan that Kodesh Kodashim Chutz Mekloyim, if you take even a, from a Korban Chattis outside the Kloyim, outside the Kodesh of the Beis Migdash, the Oiver or else for Uber Shoytzi Yisyodai B'Shash Chitzis Imai, the kid has his hand outside the womb of the mother, so the shechita does not help. It's nesa. We don't learn this out from this extra pasuk basada. See also, if you took the korban ola outside its mechitzis, outside the kachim, there should be a separate lav. So my answer is, honey, merely when do we have this lav? Avu basa basada treifel etoichlo hecha debefnim chazi. Only to meat that has a mokram where you could eat it. There are mechitzis inside, there it's edible. So now the pasuk is saying, do not take it outside, then there's a lav. That even inside the kachim, even a kohen is lost from a korban ola, it's kula kolol. So you do not have this special love of ubosa basada treifel etoichlu. There's no inyan of taking it outside its mechitzas. There are no mechitzas that you could eat it. Here the pshat is like by a shechita. If the uber is inside the mother's stomach, shechita is matarit. But if it sticks out its arm, that arm has no heta. There has to be a place where there is a heter, and now if you take it outside that mokum, you have the love. But here there's no mokum to the korban ola, so you do not have the special love. Now the gemoyes. The loki nami kid Rebbe Eliezer, I still have another, a sixth love there should be. According to Rebbe Eliezer, the Yomer Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Eliezer says, when the Pesuk says, in Shemais Padim Luim, lo yoichal ki kodeshu, do not eat this, because it's kodesh, which means it's a kachim that has a psul on it, so there's a special lav. Any kachim that has a psul, there's a lav not to eat it. See, Dashim's Reb Lezer, kol shabakodesh psul, any